everyone, and welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here with us today. And today we have my friend Sandra Woods here with us today. And Sandra was on our show, not last season, but the season before, and she's back again this time to talk about Rock Your Reiki Intuitive Healing Attunement. So we're so excited about that. She's going to be talking to us about, or showing us, how we can learn how to feel the Reiki energy, discover what is a Reiki attunement ceremony, and understand the openness and the benefits of your intuition, your gifts, when you're attuned to the symbols of Reiki. And so it's going to be a experiential show. it's going to be fun. We're going to run energies, or Sandra's going to run energies, Reiki energy, talk about what Reiki is, what a Reiki attunement is, what a Rock Your Reiki attunement is, and our intention is that you feel the Reiki flowing to and through you as well. So Sandra is known as the Reiki Master with the Dancing Hands. She is a passionate, heart-centered leader, motivator, and Reiki innovator, awakening individuals across the globe to their true gifts for the past 20 years. And Sandra connects with people in a way that is natural and intuitive as she guides them through the awakening of their Reiki energy and their gifts of healing the mind, body, and soul within themselves and others. An Academy for the Soul Master Teacher, Sandra graduated at the top of her class with the ability to share her expertise. As an intuitive strategist, she has mastered the cutting-edge technology of transformation known as the Integrative Soul Technology Process. She offers Reiki attunements up to the master level, and has created her own Reiki Master Teacher Certification Program for the internationally acclaimed Academy for the Soul Online School for Intuitive Arts. Sandra's own experience using Reiki to deal with the personal challenges of a transient military life was so profound, she knew without a doubt that Reiki was her calling. Ever since, she's been passionate about teaching the principles and benefits of Reiki and meditation to others around the world. Sandra has also mastered the ability to channel the higher energies that help her connect with her intuitive self into the art of intuitive painting, and has produced all of the artwork used on the site, or most of, we'll say, on the site. So whether she's healing herself, guiding others through teaching, or expressing herself artistically, Sandra's mission is to shine her light and share the healing gifts that Reiki has brought to her own life while having the greatest positive impact on others. So I'm so excited that Sandra is here with us to talk about Reiki. As some of you know, I also am a Reiki master, and I channel Reiki energies as well as other energies. So it's and I actually had a Reiki, Rocky Reiki intuitive healing attunement with Sandra. So we will talk about that as well in a few moments. But right now, I just invite you to open up your hearts, open up your energy fields, and be willing to receive the energies and the wisdom and the healings that are coming through the call right now for all of you. And open your hearts and help me to welcome Sandra to the show. So Sandra, welcome.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I am so pleased to be here today to be with your community and sharing my passion and sharing your passion to bring in healing to ourselves, to other people, and to the planet. Thank you.
Beautiful. So Sandra, let's start off today by doing a centering and grounding, process, so that we can all be together present on the call, so that it can be for our highest and best good, and so on and so forth. What do you think?
Okay, I'm ready. So what I'd like everybody to do is just close your eyes and take a nice deep breath all the way down to your lower abdominal. Expand your lower abdominal like a balloon. And when you're filled up to the max, hold your breath as long as you can. And when you're ready to let it go slowly. And feel the breath of life filling you up from head to toe. Feel the vibration of the life. And keep noticing your breath of life. Expand your lower abdominal. In and out. As you're doing that, I'd like to call forth the white light. Bring down the white light in front of your, below your eyebrows, behind your eyes, and let it go to the base of your spine. And let this white light go down to both your legs, all the way down to your toes. Keep noticing your breath of life. Bring in your attention to the base of your spine. I'd like you to bring forth all your energies back so you can be here, so you can feel the Reiki energy today. So take a nice deep breath and let go of all worries, doubts, and fear. Let go of what you're going to be eating tomorrow, what you're going to be eating today. What's waiting for you in the future, let it go. What's bothering you in the past, let it go. Just bring it all forth to the base of your spine. Take a nice deep breath. And I'd like you to see yourself putting roots into the Mother Earth all the way down to the center. It could be roots. It could be a golden bar. It could be a crystal bar. Whatever comes to you as an image, let it go through the middle of the earth. And in that middle of the earth, there's a golden ball. Put your roots around those golden ball and feel your breath. You just feel one with yourself and you're here in the present moment. I'd like you to bring your attention to your heart chakra. Step into your heart chakra. Feel the welcoming of yourself, the peace, the tranquility. Take a nice deep breath. Do a counterclock vortex around you and let go of all low vibration energies, personas that you are carrying, belief system that's stopping you from being happy today and always. Let it go into your recycle center in the middle of the earth. We are so lucky. Mother Earth is allowing us to use her heart to let go so we can be happy. So let's have gratitude for Mother Earth. And let's bring forth all Dr. Usui, your archangels, masters, and saints, the animal kingdom, the four elements, the four winds. Let's ask them to hold a space for us today. So you can feel, my passion is for you to feel this Reiki energy, this life force energy that's inside you, inside of all of us. And we can all access it if we desire. So take a nice deep breath. Bring in this golden bar from the top of your head. Let it go through all the way down to the base of your spine, into Mother Earth, through your recycle center and beyond. A golden horizontal golden bar in front of your heart chakra. Let it go through your heart chakra and let it go in the back and let it go beyond. Another horizontal golden bar to one side of your body. Let it go through your heart chakra and let it go to the other side and let it go beyond. You are now on the golden grid. I'd like you to take 5 steps up and find this golden throne and sit comfortably onto your golden throne. And I'd like you to take a few minutes to have your intention to yourself today about this talk. About this Reiki. If you don't know what it is, what's your intention? What would you like to feel? What would you like to know? If you already have Reiki, what could you feel today? What can Reiki do for you? We all have our different intention. So bring in your intention today. And my intention today for all of you is to feel the Reiki energy that's all hidden or all sitting inside of ourselves, and knowing that we can heal ourselves. We have the power within. And that's what I want you guys to feel today, how passionate I am and how willing I am to help all of you to find your gifts, to find your happiness within yourself. Take a nice deep breath. Hold your breath and let it go. Now that you've brought your intention forth, I will give the start by giving Alara what we'd like to talk about today. So, Alara, I'm giving it to you now.
Thank you. And thank you for that beautiful process. It helps to get us, you know, back to center for sure. And, you know, we can state our intention for what we desire during this call, right? What we require for ourselves and for everybody else on the call as well. So, Sandra, I wanted to start off by first talking to you about your story, you know, how you started with Reiki. And, I mean, you know, so many of us, you know, do have Reiki as the first, you know, healing modality. But how has it changed your life?
Well, Reiki has totally changed my life because my turning point was we are a military family. And we used to move every 2 years, and I was getting tired of that. I felt unrooted. I didn't have no friends. I felt tired. All of a sudden, there was a lot of anxiety in me, and it was like, and I wasn't happy. I was in distress all the time. My husband was so patient with me because I didn't really know what was going on with me. And I wasn't happy. And you know, the saying goes, if the wife is not happy, the family's not happy. So we're kind of the pillar of this happiness around us.
For
so
sure.
I thought, yeah. And I thought, wow, I so love my family, but I need to find something to help me. So one day I went to massage therapy. And that, what a journey that was, just to go for massage. It was like I could feel those personas. I could hear them saying, well, I might just go for massage when I lose my belly fat. Or I'm not really sure how it's going to feel because I had never had anybody touch me before instead of my husband. It was like, so all these personas were stopping me just to go for a massage. Imagine that. And then so after a while, I thought, okay, I'm having the strength. I need to do something. So I went for a massage. And I felt so good. It was like, wow, I want more of this. So that massage therapist was teaching meditation. She says, you might like meditation also. I go, oh, yeah, I'm taking everything right now because I want to be happy. So I started doing meditation. And then I could feel the changes in me. Like the thought process was so powerful for me because I'm really in my head all the time, thinking. And when I was doing meditation, I could see how I was thinking of the future, how I was thinking of the past, but I didn't even know how to be in the present moment. And then she started talking about how it was important to be in the present moment. But I was so excited. It's like, well, I want to know what it is to be in the present, in the moment. Like, and so as time went on, I was devoted to my practice of meditation. And then all of a sudden, I felt like tingling in my hands. And I go, okay. So I asked the teacher, I said, so I'm feeling tingling in my hands. I said, what's that all about? She says, well, maybe you have healing hands. And I go, oh, it's like, okay, I can definitely do meditation, but healing hands, like, what's that all about? I didn't even know such a thing existed. So I thought, okay, well, tell me more. So she got me to buy a book, and I read the book all, like, that night I read the whole book. And I thought, I want more of this. So I went for my first level of Reiki. Mm-hmm. And then when I had my first level of Reiki, it was okay, but my left brain, because I was such a left brain person, that when they were blowing the certain wind or blow when you have an attunement, it mm-hmm. kind of distracted me. I don't know if you remember, but it was like, what is he doing? I want to know what he's doing. So I didn't really... So I didn't really get the whole concept of the first level, but I know that after I left the attunement, I knew there was a difference because I got home, and when I got home, there was a tree in the back of my house, and I just looked at it, and I told my husband, I said, I've been here 3 years, and I've never seen the beauty of that tree before.
Nice.
So I knew there was changes.
Yeah.
And I go, wow, I want more of this. And it, but remember, for me, is change was difficult for me. And I was always worried, because I was in my left brain, I was always worried about what was waiting for me in the future. Okay, I'm going to change, but in what way? So I was very impatient about myself. I wanted to know, because going in the unknown was bringing fear to me. So that brought awareness to it. So that's what the first level brought me. It was awareness. Seeing the beauty around me in the moment. It got me to get out of my head and connect with my heart. But that was the hardest part for me, because I had never really worked with my heart before.
Mm-hmm.
So it was bringing, I was so wanting to work with my heart. And then they started talking about ego. It was like, what's this ego? What are you guys talking about? Well, that's what gets in the way of you really connecting with your heart and really teaching from the heart. So all of a sudden it's like, okay, I need to know what ego is all about. So I started learning about ego, because with Reiki, what I've learned is if ego gets in the way, the healing is not done from the heart. It's done from the head.
Mm-hmm.
And when that's done with the head, then you feel tired because you have given your energy to that person. But Reiki is you become a tool mm-hmm. of this energy to go through you. And that for me was the hardest part at the beginning, because there was a lot to learn, because I felt insecure. It was like, is this really happening to me? It's like, can I really do this? And so I was like, all these personas were coming up. But because I had level one of Reiki, I was practicing it every day, and placing my hands on myself was a challenge for me at the beginning, because we are receiving love from, I was receiving love from me to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know how to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I was a giver. It's like give, 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 give. And then all of a sudden I have to receive love from me to me. That part I had difficult with. But then as you work with your Reiki, it brings out your intuition. And what I mean by your intuition, it brings out your clairvoyance. Mm-hmm. It brings out your clairaudience. It brings out your clairsentience and your clairknowingness. So as I'm working and I'm asking that question, it's like, why is it so hard for me to receive love from me to me? And that's what I heard. It's because you're not used to receiving love from you to you. You were a giver. Now you have to learn to be a receiver. I go, oh, well, let's balance that. And when I learned that, then it got easier and easier to receive Reiki from me to me.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's a big one for a lot of people. They're receiving, mm-hmm. especially for mm-hmm. themselves. I don't think a lot of people can feel comfortable doing that, you know, because of mm-hmm. worldliness issues, deserving issues, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very much. And those personas can take away so much of the beauty that we have inside of ourselves. Mm-hmm. And that's what Reiki helps, is to clear those personas that is not allowing us to connect with the beauty inside ourselves, our gifts, our happiness,
no,
our
all
joy.
All have gifts. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yeah, and that's really powerful because it's something that I think, you know, most people need to hear is that, you know, we all have gifts. We're all in our heads and we're all trying to connect more to who we truly are, connecting more to our hearts, right? So
mm-hmm.
it's something we all are trying to do, to feel and experience that beauty, that love that is within us. And it's always flowing within and through us, right?
Mm-hmm. It is. And the only thing that can stop it, it's our personas, our lack of confidence, our lack of trust, our lack of self-worth.
Mm-hmm.
Those
yeah.
are the personas that stops it, stops the flow. And by having the attunement with your Reiki symbols, that those symbols help to cut those cords, to cut those personas, so you can go deep inside yourself and feel the heart chakra
mm-hmm.
that is resonating and is waiting for you to shine that light within and then shine it out mm-hmm. so the world can see it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, absolutely. So Donna, can you Sandra, can you talk to us about how we can feel that Reiki energy?
Well, if we go with the attunement, the symbols empowers it.
Mm-hmm.
But before I even go with the attunement, what it just told me, I'm going to come backtrack just a little bit.
Okay.
When I started Reiki, I did feel something in my hands, like I said,
mm-hmm.
and I was doing massage in my kids' feet,
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden, it was getting stronger and stronger. Then I could feel tingling. I could
right.
feel the warmth. I could feel sometimes cold. I could feel the vibration in my hands, and it was like, okay. And then I allowed myself, I go, well, why do I need the attunement if I'm already feeling it? And someone explained to me that it's because I'm feeling the life force energy.
Mm-hmm.
And with the attunement and the symbols that are bringing down through the portal and opening up the gate to all your chakras, so the symbols can be integrated into you, then it empowers it. And I thought, oh, you know, I was a left brain, right? And I was like, are you sure? So I thought, okay, I'm going to do the attunement. And it's true. After the attunement, I felt the energy stronger into my hands. So I go, okay, well, the symbols do have a place into our chakras, into ourselves, to empower this loving energy. And so that's how I got into the first level. And that's how I felt the energy. But some people, when I do the Reiki session, if we talk about the session,
mm-hmm.
they feel like I'll have people that have cried. And I call that tears of release.
Mm-hmm.
I've had people that their breathing has changed extremely. At the beginning, you could tell that their breathing was like a stressed breathing. They would breathe just from the chest. And then as the Reiki energy is flowing through them, all of a sudden they're taking this big, big, deep breath. And then they start yawning. And then all of a sudden, some of them will fall asleep because they're so rested. Some of them go into another dimension. They go, I know I wasn't sleeping, but I wasn't totally with you. but I saw some images. I felt some things. So those are the sessions. But when you go into the attunement, some people feel the connection to the heart. They understood how they had this powerful connection with the heart instead of the head. Mm. And so, yeah, and some of them, like, they, well, I remember me, it's, I, my tears just started coming down because it was for the first time that I could feel love in my heart. I mean, to me, that's what I was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how powerful these symbols are. And some of them have brought forth angels. Some of them have brought forth their parents that had passed away. It even came and gave them messages while they're having the attunement.
Mm-hmm.
So there's different ways that, I mean, we're all unique. And I've done hundreds of attunement, and every attunement is different. But that's the beauty of it.
Right.
And
yeah,
we can, yeah, we can even talk, if you're ready, to talk about your attunement and how you felt it.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly now when it was, because time seems to like shift and change for me all the time. But it was last year, definitely. And mm-hmm. I remember having the attunement, and it was like, not at all what I expected. I didn't know what to expect, but it was so powerful. Oh my goodness, I was yawning like crazy, because you know I do tend to yawn a lot during energy work and processes. And I found, you know, it to be, since then, of course, you know, I'm doing a lot more Reiki than I was before that. You know, because before that my Reiki was like pretty much at a standstill. I wasn't doing anything, you know. But since then, I do Reiki now every day, you know, so it's interesting how that shifted and changed. I didn't even see that correlation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, I'm glad that I had it, because it opened up my energy fields even more, opened up my channels even more than they already were, so that more energy could flow through them. It was wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what I like about, because I've been doing Reiki for 20 years, and I've been talking about, the more you practice your Reiki, the more gifts you get.
Mm-hmm.
So what I love about how I'm guided, remember, I'm just a tool
mm-hmm.
of this attunement. And then I remember, like, every attunement is so different, because all of a sudden, I will start doing sounds, and if the symbols is trying to come down to one of your chakra, and there's mm-hmm. a prasanna there, then all of a sudden, they're guiding me to do a sound. Sometimes it's clicking of the fingers, sometimes it's just with the tongue, sometimes it's like with a sound.
Mm-hmm.
And those sounds are so powerful that you can almost feel, no, you don't almost, you do feel,
yeah.
It's like it shatters whatever was blocking into your chakra.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can feel the symbols sitting into your different chakras that we're guided to. And it just seems like it sits in there, and it's content, and
yeah.
it's happy, and it's like, okay, I'm ready for more. And so with time, the attunement that I've been guided to do, I'm even impressed when it happens, because I never know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an adventure, and it's an opening for me and the person
mm-hmm.
that is receiving, because I'm really clairvoyance, clairsentience, clairaudience, and knowingness. So
mm-hmm.
all these energies are coming to me. I'm receiving them. And I'm receiving from Dr. Usui. I'm receiving from archangels, masters, and Mary. So all these energies are coming to me. And I'm just this tool, and I'm saying, okay, what does this person need to integrate these symbols?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm just guided, and I just do whatever I'm supposed to do. And like you said, people and even yourself, what a gift. It kind of opened you up again and expanded your horizon and said, you know what? I have this gift and I need to start using it again.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's why I'm guided here to talk to you about the powerful Reiki energy and symbols that Elara and I are here to share with all of you. So
it definitely is a powerful energy. And even if you just use it for yourself, you know, that's great. You know, and that's the thing, it's about once you start to run this energy and start feeling it in your own body and energy field, you'll notice a difference right away. And I know for me, I did as well. For me, it's like, it's just so, such a powerful energy when it's running through me. You know, sometimes I'm hot, you know, sometimes I'm cold, depending on what's going on. And it's very intuitive. So Sandra, we have a lot of questions from people on the Q&A, as well as we have people with their hands raised. So I wasn't sure how you wanted to proceed. Like, did you want to do a process first? Did you want to take some questions?
I feel that I'm ready for the questions if we can go with that. And then when I feel that the process is supposed to be, I can definitely share it with you, because maybe I have a feeling that one of your community person on the call might have something, and we're going to have to do a process there. So let's go with the questions. Okay.
Yeah. Thanks. So there's, so we have a question from Natalie, and she says, my heart needs help. How do I clear my heart and open some kind of a love flow in it? We'll start with that one first.
And
we'll go from there. Yeah. Okay.
When that, you said it was Natalie?
Yes, Natalie.
Okay, Natalie. As soon as I heard the question, the first thing that I saw was a person eating a lollipop. And she's wondering, how can I do that? And she's wondering, how can I do that? And you know, when you lick a lollipop, it brings kind of your inner child a little bit.
Yeah.
And the sweetness. So it's like you want to, but you don't want to, and it's like, I'm not really sure how to. What they're telling me, Natalie, is for you to take a nice deep breath and let go of that lollipop and put your hands on your lap and open them to receive and start asking your angels, your masters, your saints, and your higher self for guidance. How can I connect with my heart? How can I work with my heart? How can I feel my heart? And just as you're waiting, wait with patience. And as you're waiting, they're saying, just to breathe, notice your breath. Don't put stress that you have to hear something or you have to feel something. You just need to focus on your breath and wait patiently and see what happens. And if you don't hear, feel, see anything the first time, it's okay. Do it again and do it again. Close your eyes, focus on your breath, and ask for guidance. And see what happens. Just by placing your hands on your heart, you're allowing yourself to receive the universal love energy. So start with that and ask yourself, do you think that the Reiki symbols could assist you in connecting with your heart? And if so, I'm willing and ready to attune you with love. So enjoy, Natalie.
Beautiful. Thank you. And let us know how that resonates with you, Natalie. And then I have a question from Joe in Florida. And Joe is asking, My question is how to, I'm not sure if you can answer this, but my question is how to increase the levels of serotonin in my body and brain. Do you feel that vitamin B will help? And any exercises or foods? What does my higher self say? Lots of questions.
Mm-hmm. The first thing that when I connected with you, you seem to be tired and you're looking for your breath. Your breath is not fully integrated. So I'd like you to focus on deep breathing. Bring in your whole breath all the way down to your lower abdominal. Expand your lower abdominal. And when you do that, you're expanding your life. So just feel that when I say you're expanding your life, I felt a total shift into your power center. So what they're saying is put your hands at your power center, at your belly button. Notice your breath of life. And ask for forgiveness for yourself. You're too hard on yourself. And ask to receive love. That's your vitamin, is ask to receive love. And notice what's going to happen to you, Jill. So enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Thank you, Jill. Let me know how that resonates with you. Great question. Great answer. Mm-hmm. all right, so we're going to go to the phone line. So we're going to go to phone number ending in 7877. 7877, I'm
going to
unmute you.
Coffee with white chocolate.
Hello.
White decaf mocha, okay. White chocolate decaf mocha, okay. Chai tea, okay. White chocolate
Hello?
Decaf mocha.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Oh.
Can
you come back to me after another person?
Sure.
Sorry, I'm in a bad spot.
Okay, will do. All right, so we're going to go to Dada in Vancouver. I'm going to unmute you, Dada.
Hi, Alara.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Sonia. Very good. That was funny, actually.
Yeah.
White chocolate, okay.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right, do you have a question for Sandra?
Yes, I do. I forgive me. I don't know how to well formulate my question, but I'm going to try my best to make it short.
Okay.
I moved 5 months ago and trying to settle in a place after struggling to find something decent and only to drag behind me smoking places, even though the place is non-smoking. People are smoking and it's filling up my apartment pretty much 15 times a day. I go to sleep at night, 11:30, it still smells smoke. Morning, 4:30, smells smoke. I'm also very much involved in energy healing and I'm finding it very difficult to breathe. I'm finding it very difficult to sustain the energy. And my friends who know me really well used to come to my previous place because it was always like a sanctuary. I really, really clean the place. I love it when I can come home and just relax and meditate and feel the energy. And I haven't been able to do that for a long time. Plus, for the past 10 years, my smell sensitivity became so strong, it is unbearable. It's just, I don't know what I'm dealing with. I don't know why am I attracting this when I haven't before. I was always able, whenever I rented somewhere, I was able to find a place where I had a peace, which I find incredibly important. And I'm sure many people on the call can relate. If you don't have a good place to sleep, mm-hmm. you just don't have the energy and you just, it's very difficult to sustain it inside yeah. and out. And if you, Sandra, can somehow point me the right direction, I almost feel like giving up, being writing letters, trying to get some help from the manager, from the owner, and it feels like I am talking to the wall. I don't really want to move again because I moved so many times recently. I feel it has the place has a potential. At the same time, I'm seeing that I'm doing this somehow. Something has changed in my life that I don't really see or I don't know what to do about. Please help.
So your question is it that you're wondering why this is happening to you? Is this the question that you're asking?
Yeah, that would be it. I just don't understand because my sensitivity became so strong. Stronger it gets, worse experiences I have. I'm just beside myself. And this one is troubling me because I deal with it so many times a day. It feels like there is no solution to it other than move, but there is, again, no guarantee that I would find a place.
When you ask that question, the first thing that came to me as a message, it's about 50 time lives ago, you were caught in a house that burnt down.
Oh,
and
my God.
And then the smoke really affected you. So you would need to find, like I do IST process with the Reiki 2, so sessions, and that needs to be released. And when that's released, that'd be a good step forward.
I got major
to your healing.
Sandra, can you do such a release yourself? Working with you would help?
Yes. Mm-hmm, it would.
Can I ask one more quick question?
Sure.
I know I had, and I don't know where this comes from, but because I'm struggling for weeks and weeks without any help, even though I'm trying to take it the high road with emails and suggestions, it seems like if everything is bouncing back to me. What came to me very fast and very strong is something I would have never used in my current life, it would be easier to put a curse on these people than to send them love. And I was shocked how this shook me up and how fast it came and how strong it was. And I can only guess it comes from the past life because I've never, ever allowed myself to do anything like it.
Mm-hmm.
What's your take on that? I mean, I know I'm currently dealing with a lot of anger because of the situation and being unable to rest when I need it the most. And this came so strongly, it basically shocked me how strong it was. My heart pumped, like really jumped in my chest. Then the thought came over me because I tried my best to do it the positive way. But, you know, when you're at the end of the road and you just don't know where to turn, it's like, oh, my God, why did this idea came to me? Why this pumped into my mind so strongly?
They're saying that you need to work more with your angels on that. Ask for guidance. Ask for assistance. Ask to what's the best for all around here. And every night, when you connect with those emotions, allow yourself to let them go into your recycle center. And then when you do that, then your aura, your mind will start clearing and clearing and clearing. And with time, it's going to happen that it's either you or him that will have to move. And then, but you or him will be guided, like I always say, it's always for the best of all. So if you're there and there's a potential for healing in that place, then ask, is this the right place for me to be? Am I the person to clear the space? If so, let me be the tool of this love. And expand my aura and send it to the man. Send it to the person that's smoking with love.
You are so particular. It's incredible. I actually, a couple of days ago, was standing on patio thinking exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
It just came to me that I'm probably here to clear, except I'm not willing to suffer this much. It's been horrendous, to say that.
Yeah, I have a feeling that you're there to help him be awareness of his health.
I just don't know how to approach it. It feels
yeah,
like I'm
you don't
the wall.
Talk to your guides and angels, like Sandra said. Connect with them first and ask them for guidance.
Yeah, don't
Sandra, what angels are helping me right now? I mean, I talk to many every single day, but it would be nice to know if there are any particular ones who would like to help me with that.
Angel Raphael, be there. Angel, he's trying to say his name, but it has a different sound, so.
Can you spell it?
Pardon?
Can you spell the name?
It's like a little wrong, so I can't, it seems like he doesn't want to come forth with the name, but I know there's one there.
Wow.
Just a minute.
So just keep connecting with them, Dada, and ask for this specific help.
Mm-hmm, yeah, because really, it's nice to know who they are, but it's also mm-hmm. nice to know that you just need to call everybody. Like, don't limit yourself to, okay, Raphael. And I mean, there's so many energies out there that you can call forth. So what, to make it simple, you bring it and you call it. Bring me all the energies to hold the space that I need to be happy here. And how can I help him? Or you could ask, I'm giving you permission to help this situation. And you keep being who you are. Ask for the angels just to take your situation over. And what you need to do is just breathe. Go outside more. Connect with nature.
Yeah, I'm in the park every day because I couldn't sustain myself otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Hopefully that helps, Dada.
So let us know with time. Ask your angels. Surrender to the situation. Send the man lots of love from your heart. And let Alara know how things are going. And then maybe she could let me know how things are going. And if you
Absolutely.
Need a session, then I'm definitely available.
Absolutely. Thank you so very much to both of you. Blessings to the community. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, goodness. Yes. You know, and so I'm glad that Dada asked that second question.
mm-hmm.
And it's just, you know, so interesting to see what comes up for us, right? When things are difficult, what thoughts
mm-hmm.
come up into our heads and so on. Just, yeah, really can be challenging. So definitely connect to our guides and angels and ask. Sorry, go ahead.
But also is sometimes if we want to, it's like an onion, we're an onion. And sometimes to go deep, deep inside, sometimes we need those situations that are so intense that we don't have any choice to connect with those personas
mm-hmm.
and understand where are they coming from. And I choose to want to let them go. But the pleasure of us being on the call and having all these wonderful people that are
mm-hmm.
devoted to helping each other, we know now that we don't need to stay in those personas.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the beauty of it. So, yeah, like everybody on the call, when you are into this deep pain, this deep situation that you don't know what to do, that's where you bring in your angel. That's where you know that you're deep inside and you need to do a lot of clearing.
Mm-hmm.
And you're never alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're never alone. You are supported always. So
always, always, always.
So, Sandra, I have an interesting question on the Q&A from Jessica in Australia. Mm-hmm. And she's saying, she says, I saw my hands with blue flame in my dream. It was so real that it woke me up and I had a real look at them. I began to use my hands to feel things and heal my body. I can feel my hands vibrate and the warmth, heat of energy, but I haven't been able to see the flame like I saw in my dream. Am I on the path of Reiki? What can I do to advance it?
Just waiting to see what your higher self has to say. Sometimes it takes a little bit of patience. Mm-hmm. So I'm just kind of waiting to see what they have to say about that. What they're saying is, when you're ready to open up to Reiki, your heart will flourish. Your throat chakra will be open. Your gift of self-love, of appreciation, of gratitude, of love will be integrated into you. And then that's where you can decide what you want to do with it. They're saying, jump in. Like I see it in the water. It's like, just jump in, and the water does all kinds of circles when you jump in. But it always takes that one seed to keep going and keep going and keep going. So what they're saying is, jump in and see what happens.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Good question, Jessica. Thank you.
Yeah, and thank you.
I have a question from Marcia. And she's saying, right now the universe is presenting me with three huge challenges at the same time with similar aspects within different scenarios. I want to know what I'm supposed to be learning from these intense challenges, how best to deal with them, as well as what will be the outcomes of each one. Ooh, tall order. Knowing the outcomes is really crucial for me. Please help me. I am a Yusui Reiki master, and I do Reiki on myself every day. Well, that's good to know, Marcia. Wow, so three intense challenges at the same time. What am I supposed to be learning and how best to deal with them? And what will be the outcome?
Well, we all know that what will be the outcome is really up to you. It depends on your intention that you bring in forth. So the three challenges that I see, it's like, it's like you're almost ready to explode. And it really has to do with your throat chakra. And because they're telling me that the truth sometimes hurts, but if it's not expressed, it's hurting you. So we have a choice. Do we want to speak the truth and not feel that pain that we are carrying for other people? And let the other people decide, are they going to react or respond to the situation? We don't have no control of that at all. That's up to them. You're giving back what belongs to them. Don't keep it in your heart because it doesn't belong to you. It takes courage. It takes wisdom. It takes determination. But they're saying you can do it. They're saying to take a step to the left side and open a new door and step into that new door and say, I'm ready for assistance. I am clear as a vessel. I have trust in Reiki and I have trust in myself. And I know that anything I put my intention to can be solved with ease, with simplicity and with dignity. So help me. Help me do that, angels. Help me do that, Reiki. Help me do that, Dr. Usui. Give me that strength. Take a nice deep breath and feel yourself filling yourself with the Reiki love from head to toe. So this could be a practice for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Feel the energy into your heart and let it expand into all your entire mind, body, and soul. Expand your aura 5 to 10 feet and clear everything that doesn't belong to you. Give it to the angel. Send it to your recycle center in the middle of the earth. And ask for clearance. Ask for renewal. Because we keep a lot in our aura. And 3/4 of it doesn't even belong to us. So we need to do clearing of our aura once in a while. You should do it every day. Just by sweeping your aura. And calling forth whatever your intention is. Do you want calmness? Do you want truth? Do you want peace? Do you want balance? Call it forth. Bring it into your heart. Expand it into your aura. And that's what you will become. So do that practice. It's easy. It takes 30 seconds, even less if you choose. And make sure that you give what belongs to people and keep what belongs to you. We have enough of our own issues that we don't really need to deal with other people. We can help them. We can assist them. But we should not take them on our shoulders or in our hearts.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Marcia, for that question, because that would, you know, Sandra was able to bring through that process for everyone. Mm-hmm. So we're just going to go back to the phone line, to a phone number ending in 7877 and see what, were you ordering a Starbucks or something? What was going on there?
I was caught in the line. I wasn't expected to be called on.
It's okay.
Thank you, though.
Right.
Appreciate
yeah.
it. My name's Marcia, also.
Okay, great. Hi, Marcia.
Hi, Marcia.
And hi. And I have been doing healing and Reiki, and you know, I'm a Reiki master teacher and everything, and other modalities, and I've been doing it for about 18 years. I am working on trying to take my vibration higher so that I can see more with my gifts,
mm-hmm.
or hear more, hear stronger. What can you guide me with?
What can you drive me with?
Guide.
Do you want guidance? Guidance?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a guide me.
Guidance. Okay. I'm sorry. It's sometimes my headset are. Okay. So I'm going to connect with that. If you're noticing, I'm making sounds. So. So one of the things that you could do to help those gifts to help you to connect with them more, it's to make sounds. And what they want you to do is make the sounds from your heart to your throat. So right now it's like I'm doing this one. It's like you're almost starting your motor. And you know, when you start your motor, it's like, whoa, okay, the car has started. So do that sound. You know, it's like you're just warming up the motor. But now, if I'm understanding what you want, is you want your car to move. You want your engine to start. And like, okay, I want this. I want to drive with confidence. I want to drive with, I'm just talking driving because it's the car there. But we know what you mean is you're kickstarting your intuition And mm-hmm. now you have it open, like you turned it on. That's what they're saying. Is so it's being done now because I just saw it. So you're going to probably see a difference right now into your intuition. So just notice as you're going through your life, it's because your engine was, you were going, but we want it turned on completely. So see it as awesome. Your intuition. Does it make sense? Like, I'm just telling you what I'm seeing. So do you see the images and what they're trying to tell you?
I understand, and I certainly can work with it. You know, I mean, I work with all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
I get a weird twitch right now when spirit's telling me yes. I'm complete with something. So
okay. So yeah, just visualize yourself. Like, take your clairvoyance or clairaudience, which one you want to work with, and see yourself. It's like it has a motor, and instead of going see it going like a car just started, and see those images to the four of them and see what happens. As I'm doing that, I feel like a heat. I'm boiling up right now. So I think that's all you needed.
So it's time for you to start your car, Marcia. Start your engine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Start that ignition. Okay,
that's right.
Yeah.
Mhm. Yeah. So start that, and you're gonna see a big difference, because just doing it for you, I'm like, the engine is just overheating here.
Yeah, I have a client in an hour. I'll try it.
There you go.
Yeah. Let us know how it went.
Okay.
And also, Alara and I talked. It's sometimes when you do get another attunement, mm-hmm. it could help that engine to start. So maybe
yeah.
ask yourself your intuition, or ask yourself, like, connect with the muscle testing or whatever you do, and ask, would an attunement with Sandra Woods help me to get that engine started? And if
yeah.
so, well, right. then just book yourself a session and let's start that engine up.
There you go.
I'm sure it would.
Mm-hmm.
There
okay.
you go.
I'm sure it would.
Super. Thank you very much. Bless you.
You're welcome.
Enjoy your Starbucks.
Thank you.
Good. Yeah, that was really interesting that, you were able to kickstart, her
mm-hmm.
intuitive gifts, so they can start going even more. So that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Okay, hold on. Whew. I just went back to the Q&A for a quick second. It's like, okay, wow. Where was I? Wow. Lots of questions coming through on the Q&A.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so I have a question from Sarah in New York, and she's saying, it's maybe too general, but, you can tune in and see. She said, any message on how to find my direction and my path?
Okay.
Basically, what makes your heart sing.
Mm-hmm. What I get right now is it's like you have a tunnel in front of you, but the tunnel is kind of empty. So what they want you to do is, instead of looking into an empty tunnel, bring your intention to the present. And what intention do you want for your future? So bring yourself in the present. Stop looking into the tunnel and looking for something that's not there. Look inside of you, and as you are creating your intention, then call it forth into that tunnel and see it being created for you. And then you won't, slowly, it's going to give you step to what you're supposed to do. but learn to be in the present moment. Do your intention into that tunnel and let it expand. Let it grow. Every time you have a moment, what is your intention? If your intention is to find your passion, then every time that you think of you're not doing anything, then become in the moment and think of your intention. What is my devotion for life? And then keep noticing what's happening inside your heart when you keep asking yourself that intention. And then let it expand. It's like a soup. When you start building your soup, then it starts boiling. Then it starts being warm. And then when you start eating it, you have the right spices. Then you eat it. Then the taste buds are there. And then you know that you have created it for you to enjoy. Well, that's what you need to create for yourself. Start creating, having fun, and see what happens into your life.
Good, yes, good question. So I have a question from Tina. Tina in Norway. And Tina says, I'm a Reiki master and practice self-Reiki and do send distance healing sometimes, one-on-one, and send Reiki to Mother Earth, nature, and to the animals, but I don't seem to have the confidence to practice Reiki in a bigger scale in groups. I keep doubting myself and my abilities, how to move through inner blockages and self-sabotage.
Those are the personas that we were talking about at the beginning. So learn to receive love from you to you. You seem like you're a giver. Try exchanging that energy to receiving love from you to you. Truly, they're saying truly, feel the love from you to you. And they're saying also, remember, you are the tool of this energy. What you do when you go out to other people, you are sharing what Reiki is coming through you and telling what the group needs. So be aware that those fears are just a part of you, that Reiki can release it. And come back to simplicity that Reiki is love. And you are an instrument of love. And when you do that, then you'll be able to step forth of being of service. When you get out of your comfort zone, you're being of service. So try to imagine being of service to share the love that you know that Reiki has, that Reiki can do for people. Find their inner peace. Find their connection with themselves. Healing the mental, emotional, and physical body is a blessing. So if you remember that you are an instrument of Reiki to come through you, you will be able to be of service to others. Take a nice deep breath. Hold it and feel how it feels to be an instrument of Reiki. And just be that when you go out.
Wonderful. Thank you, Tina. Let us know how that resonates with you. And then I have a question from Tamala in California. And she says, I received Reiki 1 and 2, but have not used it much. Is there a specific chakra or technique I should use? something that would motivate me to use it daily.
It's called, they're saying to me, to tell you, it's called devotion. It's devotion to yourself. They're saying, how can you be devoted to something else but yourself?
Mm.
When you learn that you are love and you deserve time for yourself to connect with the beauty within. In your everyday life, we need to take time. And that's where we have to understand that that's where our responsibility is. No one else can do it for us but us.
Mm-hmm.
Where do we fit in our routine of the day? Because I always said when I started my Reiki, my affirmation was, if I don't have time to do Reiki on myself, I don't have time to do it on other people. So what I was practicing is putting myself first. And what people have trouble with is thinking that if they put themselves first, they think it's selfish.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a persona.
Yeah.
And we need to let that go. It is not selfish. It is loving yourself. We need to fill ourselves with love before we can love other people, even life. So if we don't take time to fit our love from me to me, your life will not change. Your life will go in circles. It will be stress. Mm-hmm. It will be worry. It will be doubt. It will be lack of confidence. But start. Start with 3 minutes a day, either in the morning or at night when you go to bed. And as you do your practice, 3 minutes a day, you will notice you're going to want to do 5 minutes, 7 minutes, 10 minutes. And after a while, you are going to find an hour, if possible. It all depends on you.
Mm-hmm.
To know what you deserve into this life. And when we give ourselves time, it's to give intention to our life, to what we want, to what we need, to what is the best for all. That's what, when we give ourselves time, that's what it's all about. And that's what love is all about.
Mm-hmm.
So I encourage you to start 3 minutes a day. Mark yourself some notes on your fridge, in the washroom, in your car. Say, have I done Reiki today? Can I take 3 minutes of my time? Am I worthy of 3 minutes? Think about that one, 3 minutes. So start that practice and enjoy your level one and two. They're very powerful.
Beautiful. Yep, just takes 3 minutes. Wow,
mm-hmm.
Good one. So I'm going to take a few more questions from the live callers in just a moment, but I wanted to mm-hmm. quickly talk about your special offer that you have for our listeners today. So if you're on the mm-hmm. live page, you can click on special offer. And if you're on the phone, you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/Sandra12. So can you just, there's two offers this time. So Sandra, you want to talk about them?
Yes. My first offer is the attunement, Rock Your Reiki attunement. And as I was talking about, it's the attunement. It's all about integrating the symbols of love, intuition, and empowerment. And the way I do it is I will send 4 PDFs. You will have an orientation MP3. You'll have a grounding meditation MP3. And you will have one-on-one with me, about 45 to an hour, one-on-one, to do the attunement. And while the attunement, as we talked about before, is, it's, we're all unique. So when I connect with one person, it's fun because on the orientation MP3, I explain to you every step that I will be doing into the attunement. Mm-hmm. So then this left brain, the reason why I did that, it's because I didn't want you to experience what I experienced on my first level. My left brain taking over and it's like, okay, he's freezing. What is he doing? So I thought, if I do orientation and give you step by step by step what I'm going to do, your left brain is all ready. Now your right brain can integrate. Mm-hmm. Can enjoy the moment. So that's why those, and the beauty also with the first one is everyone that I've initiated up to now, I have this special book that I put your name into it. And I call forth, when I do an attunement, I call forth all the energies. And I also call forth all the people on the list that I have already initiated. Mm-hmm. And so you are called forth to hold the space and ask for healing. And I have a special Facebook that everyone that I've initiated are on that Facebook. So when I am called to do attunement on someone, I will send a message on Facebook and telling them, if you are available on the 21st of May, I am doing an attunement. I will not give the name to the person, mm-hmm. of the person. And so if you want if you want some healing and hold the space, we're doing it at, say, 11:30 p.m. or a.m. So then I'm giving them the option, if they have time, just to sit there and connect with the energy and ask for their intention. If you don't have time, that's okay, because you've already had a seed come in and say, oh, Sandra's going to do an initiation, so what are my intention? What do I want to heal? Mm-hmm. Because we all know that when we bring in these energies, the power we do receive, even if you're not here in person. Because Reiki has symbols of distance healing. And I love that symbol. I work with it all the time. And when I do that, I know that the energy does travel. That people do connect with it. And I had one experience that, as I hadn't had my Facebook at the beginning because I didn't have that intention, I guess, and then all of a sudden my intuition says, start a Facebook. So mm-hmm. I did, and then all of a sudden, as I'm doing an attunement that she didn't know about, she's writing to me. I didn't go see the email, but after the attunement, she was writing, I'd like to thank you very much, Sandra, for the Reiki attunement. I was working in my garden, and I was feeling the Reiki energy in my hands. So thank you very much. But she wasn't realizing that I was doing an initiation the same time that she was sending that email to me. Mm-hmm. So that's confirmation that this is powerful stuff. So we are as a community, and we're supporting each other to heal so we can find that inner peace, that inner love. So that's the first one. And the first one also, I do it on Skype, or we can do it on phone. And most people have done it on Skype. If you don't feel like having the camera on, then you don't. But I always leave mine on because I want people to see me. I want people to see who their master is going to be, who their guidance is going to be. So mm-hmm. for me, that's very important. So that's the first offer. The second offer is you will have everything that the first one has, the MP3, the PDFs, the attunement, but you will also be guided to bring Reiki with your clairs your clairvoyance, your clairaudience, your clairknowingness, and your clairsentience. So imagine being attuned to the Reiki energy and to the Reiki symbols, and then helping you to connect with your clairs. And like we said, start the motor of your clairs and understand how they can work for you. And then we always do a powerful meditation in there, and then we integrate these clairs into your chakras. And then we get to work with the Reiki at the same time, get to place your hands on your body. Just notice how it's working, how it feels to integrate your clairs. And they've been very powerful, very successful. So that's my second offer. So I could talk about them all night, but...
that's great. So package A is $97, and package B includes everything in package A plus the four-week course, including the Q&A calls, and that's $148. So the four-week course start, Sandra?
What I do is I always wait till I get a few people, and then I'll choose the dates. Then I send an email to people, and they kind of tell me which day kind of fits them all, because I try to be flexible with everybody, because I know I used to take a course, and I would have loved to be live, but I couldn't because of the time. So if I can be flexible and really help people to be on the call and allowing them to be live, to me, I have such a passion with this. I'm flexible, and I go with the flow of the energy of what the group really needs.
Beautiful. That's great. So that is available again. The two offers are available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Sandra12. So please do take a look at those, see if it resonates with you. I think Sandra already mentioned to some people, you know, do your muscle testing, whatever you need to do, and ask the questions, you know, if this would be good for you to work with Sandra. So you can do that as well, and see what you get. So I wanted to go to the phone line quickly, because we have somebody on the web call who's been waiting for quite a while. So we're going to go to Tony on the web call. I'm going to unmute you. Hello.
Hello, I'm here.
Hi. You had a question for Sandra?
I do.
Okay, great.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, I wasn't sure if I was online. Recently, I was in a merge, and I wasn't expecting it, and a very powerful person came into my life, and I'm trying to find out what does this mean to me, because when the connection came, she looked right through me, this nurse looked right through me, and I felt whatever was bothering me let go. How do I understand what that energy is? That's my question.
Okay.
I don't understand the energy.
Okay. So let me just connect with you, Tony.
Okay.
They're saying that it helped you to release a lot of heaviness, anxiety. It helped you to open up to opportunities, to believing in yourself. She's an earth lady, earth angel that came. And what they're showing is kind of embracing her wings of the angel around you, so you could feel comfort. And then you could feel hope. And that you could surrender. Just learn to surrender. And be at peace, they say. Be at peace. You're showing me that you felt the golden light going to your heart. and that you've been looking for that for many years. But you didn't know how to. You weren't ready to receive. And they're saying it was a blessing. It was a blessing. It was a blessing. That angel was there at the right time, at the right moment, with the right energy level for you. So the big one is to surrender. Surrender, surrender, surrender. If you don't know how to do that, ask your angels. Ask for guidance. And they will guide you. And they're also saying, Tony, to allow yourself to be grounded. Ground yourself. Just go to the base of your spine. Put the roots into your earth. Mother Earth, remember, she's supporting us, this Mother Earth. So feel her presence. Feel that she's holding you to the right direction, to the right decision, to the right peace of mind. Take a nice deep breath. Hold it until you can let go and feel the breath of life.
That felt good.
Mm-hmm. And they're saying also to bring your eyes inward instead of outwards. Bring your eyes back in and let them go and connect with your heart. And don't be afraid to put your hands receiving love from you to you. That's what she's teaching you. It's receiving love from you to you. It does exist. Love does exist. You just need to believe it. And you just need to become it. So I hope it helped with your question.
It helped a lot. Thank you, Sam.
Good.
You're
Thank you,
welcome.
Yeah, just receive, Tony. That was a wonderful experience, a wonderful gift for you. So, yay. That's good. Thank you. All right, so let's see. I know we've already, I couldn't believe how many questions we had today, Sandra, and we didn't even finish all the questions. You know, there were just so many.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
Yeah. It's wonderful. And there was some feedback back from Jessica said, thank you very much for answering her question. Marcia said, oh, my God, thank you so much for answering my question. I do feel like I'm ready to explode, as Sandra said. But her answer resonated with me big time. I need to listen to it again. This is a beautiful mm-hmm. gift. Thank you. Absolutely. And Sarah said, wow, thank you. Joe had said, thank you so much for your amazing guidance. I felt it with all my heart and soul. You are great.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I'm sorry we didn't get to everybody with the questions, but, yeah.
Well, maybe what we could do is just take a few seconds, and we all know that the Reiki energy done as the instrument from the heart, that everyone on that took the time. I'd like to appreciate everybody that took the time to write a question on the Q&A. That means there was a seed there for you to open up. Maybe you're already open. Maybe it's just to awaken that of you. So I'd like to send everybody, even the one that already got the question and the one that haven't had the chance to get the question answered, I'd like to send everybody this pure, loving energy from my heart to your heart, placing your hands on your heart and allowing you to listen and hear your question from me to you. listen, listen with your heart, and your question will be answered. Take a nice deep breath, and thank you once again.
Beautiful. Thank you. And this was wonderful just to see, you know, so many people on the call, so many people asking questions. So there's definitely a need. People, you know, have a need for this energy and this information for sure. And just so everybody knows, today is the last live call for this season. You know, that doesn't mean anything, really. You know, the energies will continue to flow for everybody for the next couple of weeks anyways until the next season starts. But thank you so much, Sandra, for closing out the season for us in such a big way, in such an empowering way, and in such a way, inspiring way, that people feel their hearts, people feel the energy, and people know, you know, what's possible for them. You know, that you can feel this loving, beautiful energy. You can feel it going within you and through you, and you can use it for yourself. You know, it really is a powerful tool that you can use for your own healing, for your self growth. So please, if you are already attuned, great, use it 3 minutes a day, like Sandra said. If you're not, you know, why don't you get the Rocky Reiki attunements, you know, with Sandra? That would be great, just so that you can. You start to feel more of that energy. And, you know, if you want to become a Reiki master, 1, 2, whatever, you know, that's up to you. But there's so much possible, you know, and I obviously, you all know, I send healing energies all the time. And I do a lot of group work as well with healing energy. So, it works. It definitely, definitely works. So thank you so much, everyone. This is what a powerful season this has been. And I want to thank you all so much for being present with me on my journey. And this journey, it's been interesting. And I'm sending you all so much love. And my multidimensional team will continue to send you all energies for the next couple of weeks just because, you know, just because they can. So be open to receiving, okay? Be open to receiving and know that you are not alone. You are supported. This is a beautiful community. Just tap in anytime and receive. Okay, receive the love, receive the energies that are here for you. And Sandra, this has been wonderful. Thank you so much. I had no idea what today's call was going to be like, but this was so powerful. Thank you.
Well, thank you for inviting me. It was a pleasure to be on the call. And again, I thank everybody for their time to put in the question, to call forth. Take their time to call in and ask your question. I mean, we're helping each other with allowing yourself to ask these questions and be open to receive. So I am so grateful for all of you and Alara especially. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. I love you all. Sending you all much love and blessings. And until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Bye for now.